While speaking to his disciples before his death, Jesus refers to the Holy Spirit as the helper advocate and describes the difference the Spirit will make in their lives and in the world. The Holy Gospel for Pentecost is recorded in the Gospel of St. John, the 15th chapter. Jesus said, "When the advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify because you have been with me from the beginning. I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you, but now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because they do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father and you will see me no longer. About judgment, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I've been making an observation over the past few years that kind of makes me not feel good. Whenever I go in a store now, and someone's ahead of me or two are ahead of me, the clerk will say to those that are being waited on, "So do you want your receipt?" "Nah." "Do you want your receipt?" "Nah." Boy, how can they live without a receipt? I don't get it. I'm a receipt person. When I get waited on, "Would you like a receipt?" "Yes, please." And I'll hang on to that receipt. It's important for me. It's part of my ordered life. Now, my daughter, she's not a receipt person either. She depends on an app on her phone to tell her whether or not she has enough money in her checking account. And because of that app, she's also had some NSF fees. And so that's how that works. I think my system's much better. I save all my receipts. I go online. I have my check register. Yes, I still use one. I check off every one. I make sure the amount on the receipt matches what comes out of my account. I think that's how it should be. But there's a problem. North Dakota is not a receipt-friendly place. You ever had this happen to you? Got all the groceries in the bags, carrying them out to the car, have to do that little bit of rejuggling to open the car door, and guess what? The receipt takes off. The wind caught it. Now, when you're my age, let's just say you can't pivot on a dime and just grab it. No, you're doing the klutzy thing in the parking lot, trying to chase the receipt. And the wind in North Dakota plays with you. You almost got it, and it goes again. You almost got it, and it goes again. Oh, it's hard to have receipts in this state. There's always something blowing in the wind around here. Last Sunday, I went to Driscoll. Both driving to Driscoll and coming back from there, I had some tumbleweeds blow across I-94 in front of me.
There's always something blowing in the wind around here. Took me back to a long time ago, 1962. I was 10 years old, and I had a Montgomery Ward phonograph. This little phonograph, the speakers folded out, the turntable folded down. It looked kind of like a suitcase. And I liked to play records in my room. Now, the songs that were popular in 1962 were songs like It's My Party and I'll Cry If I Want To by Leslie Gore, Candy Girl by the Four Seasons. They were kind of all bubblegummy, feel-good songs. And then this new song came out on the radio, written by Bob Dylan, Blowin' in the Wind. It wasn't an up-tempo, feel-good kind of song. No, it was a haunting song. But I loved that song. And I played that record over and over and over again because I could relate to blowing in the wind. Peter, Paul, and Mary performed that song 3 weeks after Bob Dylan wrote it. They sang it on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C., 3 hours before Martin Luther King delivered his famous I Have a Dream speech. That song just took off, and it became a new kind of voice blowing in the wind. Dylan followed that song up with another one, The Times They Are A-Changin', which was also a song about angst and change. I'd like to share a little of the lyric this morning from Blowin' in the Wind. How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Yes, and how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowin' in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? And how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Sometimes we think we have the answer, and it slips out of our hand. Today, we're given something different to hold on to. Today, you and I, with the coming of the Holy Spirit, are all given a receipt. Whether we want receipts or not, we have been given a receipt from God through Christ by the Holy Spirit. What's on that receipt? A word, hope. Paul talks about it in our second reading from Romans. For hope that is seen is not hope. But we hope for what cannot be seen. In the meantime, we live with the wind. And in the wind, the answer is always blowing there somewhere. Today we celebrate our graduates. Where will the Spirit carry them? Where will the wind take them in life? I'm excited for them. They will be taken here or there, but they'll be taken there with something in their hand, in their heart, in their mind. They'll have hope with them. And I think the Spirit working through them can be an answer. They will be an answer for someone they meet along the way. That's how the Holy Spirit works. The Holy Spirit uses the people of God for the people of God. Our lives are blown in and out of one another as we carry this answer of hope. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Thanks be to God today for the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of hope, gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.